Erica tonight. Of course, we're so lucky right from the get-go. Our pals from Talk Radio News, the Grand Dame, Ellen Ratner, with us. Ellen, what's up? The Korean press, a big day of traveling. The president had a big moment with South Korea, and of course, it's all about the agreement we've had with South Korea, like 60th birthday, right?
Well, that's right. And apparently a 60th birthday is a huge thing in South Korea, so not terribly surprising that they wanted to celebrate this in some way. I think what's really fascinating, though, honestly, is that there was all of this press there. And honestly, I've been covering the White House 20 years. Now, I haven't gone to every press conference. I certainly was there when Yeltsin was there. There was a ton of Russian press. I certainly was there during, you know, the Chinese. But I got news for you. Other than the Chinese, I think this is the biggest delegation I have ever seen. And they're all men with about five women.
You have to love that.
And the president, the new president of South Korea, is a woman.
Wow, like reversal there. You gotta love that. First female president of South Korea, and then all the press mostly male. Crazy. And then
it blew my mind.
Were they just in the thick of it trying to get shots and ask questions and that kind of stuff?
Well, they were, but it was very, you know, the press conferences aren't the way they used to be, where you could kind of shout out a question and perhaps the president would come to you and all that. That isn't sort of how it operates anymore. It operates in that, basically, they've decided ahead of time who's going to get to ask the question. And I think they have some general idea of what's going to be asked. They say they don't, but I think they do.
Yeah, well, there's something that you sent to me that I thought was interesting, and I wouldn't have picked this out if you didn't pick it out. You said it didn't get a lot of play or, you know, any follow-up, but President Park talked about needing a high-level U.S. work visa because of what? Because of automakers, right? Because of that.
Well, no, they would like to get more work visas within the United States, probably so they can steal our technology. But
yeah, but we want to get the big three automakers involved, so, and get those increased exports, right?
Right.
That's how you say it. All right, Syria. What's the latest on Syria?
The president basically said, "Look, that the red line." You know, the issue is it was not whether there was really, they don't know 100% that there were these weapons that were used, you know, chemical weapons. He said, however, what he really said was interesting. He said, we perceive that they crossed the red line, but you can't organize international cooperation on the basis of perceived. We've tried that in the past, and it didn't work. And it was really, I think, sort of a dig at President Bush and Iraq.
Yeah. And, of course, the biggest thing, too, and everybody's talking about this, and I know you have an opinion on this, the sexual assaults in the military. Wow.
A lot, yes. And, of course, the problem is the Air Force guy who was in charge of that office got drunk and apparently groped a woman in a parking lot.
Nice.
So this was not good. The president said that sexual assault is an outrage, it's a crime, and whoever carries it out is betraying the uniform they are wearing. He said that he'd spoken to Secretary Hagel today and told him we have to step up our game and go after this exponentially. And he said there will be total accountability. This is not who we are, not what we're about. He said the bottom line is that I have no tolerance for that. He says he expects consequences, and he listed things like court-martial, fired, discharge.
Wow. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so Benghazi, of course, is going to be the big thing on Wednesday. You know, it was Oscar Wilde who said, "No good deed goes unpunished." Everybody's talking about the neighbor in this crazy case out of Cleveland where three teenage girls were kidnapped and held for 10 and in one case 12 years. Neighbors say police didn't fully investigate the suspicious behavior at the house where the women were held. The homeowner, crazy bus driver, school bus driver Ariel Castro, and his brothers Pedro and Anil are awaiting charges now at this point. But Amanda Berry, the girl who was kidnapped at 16 on her 17th birthday. Actually, it was the eve of her 17th birthday. She escapes. Everybody heard her 911 call. We played it here on America Tonight. But it was the neighbor that was so intriguing to so many people besides Amanda, and that was Charles Ramsey, who he said he heard screaming and found Amanda Berry at the door of the suspect's house and helped her call police. He said the door would open only enough to fit a hand through, and he went on further to describe that she was trying desperately to get outside and pleaded for help to reach police. He said he heard these blood-curdling screams. He was eating his McDonald's. He came out. He saw a girl going nuts trying to get out of a house. And that's when he came to help. And that's when the other neighbor also came to help as well. And this whole thing unfolded from there. And it is the buzz in the backyard. Everybody is talking about this creep Ariel Castro. And how in the world could the cops have gone there so many times when people called them and said something was odd, and then, boom, nothing. Neighbors considered him really a loner who kept his shades drawn, now wonder why, over the windows and would only leave the house at night. Of course, in 93, he was arrested for domestic violence, but a grand jury dropped the charges and he pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct. Man, this really brings to light also, do you really know your neighbors? How those three girls could have been there for that long, and this saga did not unfold until now, and they'll pay the price, and they should pay the price. I mean, look, Amanda Berry's mother was hospitalized for months with pancreatitis and other problems and died in March of 2006. She spent the previous three years, looking for her daughter who disappeared. They say that took a toll on her health steadily. She just deteriorated. This is just sick, and this just shows you what can happen to people because she never got to see her mother again, never got to see her. So a lot of details are starting to come out of this Cleveland saga, and they're still even asking for information on this. Anybody who has any information on what happened here, they're talking to everybody. The cops are talking to everyone to try to piece it together. It's very strange because the loner guy here, lo and behold, with his brothers, is holding three women captive and tied up in the basement. Man, just a crazy, crazy story. And we'll see once it all comes to fruition if they do get their punishment as they should. I think it's life in prison, definitely, for what was done here. All right, coming up this hour of America Tonight, of course, on Tuesdays, it must be Hollywood. We're talking to Stephen Shohat in a couple about Iron Man. That's another big buzz, Iron Man 3. Usually sequels, and then often when you're talking about 3, 4, and 5 are lame, but 3 turned out to be the charm, I think, for Iron Man 3. It's busting all kinds of records at the box office, and they just got started. So who knows, when it's all said and done, how much money Iron Man 3 will rake in. Coming up on the flip side, a big day for money, money, money. It could only mean that the sounds of cash could be heard in the background, in a way, on Wall Street. That's next. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 3rd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,476.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,514.60, $753.30 for a half ounce, or $378.65 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,514.60, $757.30, and $378.65.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Casino somewhere in Las Vegas. It does. Sounds like somebody just hit the jackpot. I'll tell you what, the Dow and the S&P jumped to all-time highs ever. I mean, ever. Hitting 15,000 for the first time. Wow, that's crazy. So the Dow shot up 87.3 points. That's an incredible high. And entered the realm of over 15 for the first time. The S&P at its 10th record high of the year. The Dow, by the way, is up 14.9% for the entire year so far, as we're, what, 4 months, 5 months, going into 5 months into this. The S&P is higher by 14%. And the Federal Reserve and the consumer credit rose by $7.97 billion in March. How about that? That's the gain since July, and much less than the $16 billion that was expected. So revolving credit, like credit cards, $1.71 billion for the month. Boy, that's a crazy number, isn't it? The credit card trap. But the big news is the Dow. That's a huge number. And why should you care? Because probably some of you are lucky enough to work for maybe a company or you have a pension where that matters, because the stocks or your basket of stocks or maybe a couple individual stocks, whatever it is, have shot up. And now you have a little breathing room to maybe play with it. Like if you had gotten Ford, for example, that's up to a higher number. You know, at one point, Ford, I think, was a buy-in five or six. Of course, it had its woes, and now it's going in the up direction. And there are several other good stocks out there, too. But the bottom line is, if you work for somebody, you've got some kind of stock interest, and even if it's just a little bit of money, it's definitely good to see that soar up, because that's going to help. And the market is just super, super red hot. I mean, you're talking about an incredibly bullish market. Now people are wondering, when is the bottom going to drop down? Well, obviously, eventually at some point there's what they call a sell-off, because people sell the stocks, and then it'll come back down a little bit more. But these are some incredibly huge numbers. So Dow closing above 15,000 for the first time ever. And in the meantime, I'd have to ask Matt Johnson this because he's probably up on the numbers better than me. But you've got a couple of lotteries, since we're talking about the money thing here for a second. You have a couple of lotteries that went sky high, Powerball and Mega Millions. And Mega Millions is on Tuesday, so I don't know if anyone hit the Mega Millions. But when you start to have those mega jackpots, then you start to see long, long lines across America in the states where they offer them. And sometimes people cross lines to try to, you know, grab some tickets or whatever, just for that chance that they, it's like the, I always think it's like Willy Wonka. They're trying to get the golden ticket. All right, poor people, line up. You want the golden ticket. So the winning numbers in the drawing in the Mega Millions were 1, 6, 13, 20, 51, and the Mega Ball was 31. Like I said, I don't know if anybody had it. If they don't, that number's going to shoot up even more to an even bigger high than that, because we're seeing that, like I said, the two big lotteries, just amazing. And a couple of things here as we scatter shoot, meaning the big story, like I said, is still these girls kidnapped. It's shocking. It's unbelievable. And, you know, the first thing that I thought about is the people who could kind of give comfort to these girls that are now women, because they were young and now they're 27 in their 30s, that kind of stuff. And you think of the people who have just gone through this, like J.C. Dugard, and her mother says this is another miracle. Or you think of Elizabeth Smart. Her captor was 9 months, but she was a kid. She was taken right out of her Salt Lake City home, and there was just a twisted story there. And she's been talking about it because it's got to be an uphill battle. But I love that J.C. Dugard's mother came out and said, you know what, this is a miracle. I mean, she was overwhelmed, was choking back tears when she found out that there were these missing women that were found in Cleveland. And part of the reason is because that story really hits home for her. It wasn't that long ago. It was, 4 years ago when she went through a similar struggle when she was reunited with her daughter. Do you believe that's been 4 years? And she, remember, was freed in 2009 after 18 years of being held as a captive behind the home of a California couple. And she said this 4 years. She said, we're still grieving the loss of those 18 years. That's a long time to lose. But the good news is that we're together now. Now, I was saying this the other night. How do you, first of all, at what point, it's been so long and your child was just vanished into thin air. Remember, one was really 16. And one was 14 years old. And I think about when I was 14, what was I worried about? I was worried about going to the beach. I was worried about getting into school. I was worried about playing tennis and being better. Simple things. Going to concerts, whatever. Not disappearing. And that horrible time for those parents, it just breaks your heart to hear about that. But I love that the people who have been through this are lending some information and trying to tell the people that are now in the middle of this that they'll get through it, which is, I think, is very generous. And I'm glad that they're speaking out. I'm glad that they're saying something about it. The timing is, is just crazy. It's about hope, certainly, at the center of this. And maybe some more people that have missing children will think that they may get lucky, too, that perhaps there are other people in the same situation. We just don't know where they are. I mean, to be held captive for so many years, the anxiety and all the things that have to go through your mind, being exploited. I mean, really, being held like an animal, a mistreated animal. And I think that they just need to nail these guys to the wall. And can you imagine their families? Like, the one has a son who had no idea about this, was off at Bowling Green. I'm sure that he's at his wit's end. It's a very sick, sick, twisted thing. All right, a big story on the day, besides the Dow going up and the girls missing, reappearing, and all the reaction to that, and the neighbor Charles Ramsey, who suddenly is in the middle of a fame bubble and is so authentic he can't censor himself, so you never know when he's going to drop the F-bomb when these people are interviewing him. But I like it. He's at I'm eating my McDonald's, and then I come out, I'm eating my McDonald's, and something happens. And then there's Chris Christie, who I think on the other end of the scale is very authentic, too. That's why some people like him, because he just says what he thinks, and too bad if it doesn't play well. And now it comes out that he just had this bariatric surgery because of how big he was. And so people are assuming, oh, well, that's because he wants to run for president. He's thinking of 2016, and he was furious that it leaked out, but of course it's going to leak out. And he said, you know, this had nothing to do, first of all, for running for governor this year and with running for president any time in my life if I decided to do it. He said, and this is such a Christie quote, it may sound odd to some people, but this is a hell of a lot more important than running for president. And what he was saying is he flipped over to 50 and thought, you know, he's got kids. He's got three kids, and he didn't want to leave them with a bunch of problems and have health problems. So he's saying that he had to lose weight. He had the lap band surgery is what specifically what it was in February. And the news has just exploded with this, you know, across the land. Chris Christie with the lap band surgery. But weight was an issue in 2009 in his run for governor when he beat John Corzine. And they constantly ripped on him about how wide he was. So this time in the second, you know, going for re-election, it hasn't been an issue. A recent poll, the Quinnipiac University poll, New Jersey voters conducted in March, showed that 68% of Garden State voters were comfortable with him and his size, with just 1 in 5 holding any kind of a reservation. It does make you think, though, about the president thing. I mean, I believe him. I believe that he wanted to do something to help his family because he was short of breath constantly. He's running around all over the place. And probably Superstorm Sandy showed that, where he got no sleep and he was up and down the coast and talking to people and all that sort of stuff. All right, man, hang with us, because coming up next, we have our pal Stephen Showhead. We're talking about Iron Man.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Nothing's been the same since New York.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't notice that at all.
You experience things, and then they're over, and you still can't explain them? Gods, aliens, other dimensions? I'm just a man in a camp. The only reason I haven't cracked up is probably because you moved in, which is great. I love you. I'm lucky. But, honey, I can't sleep. You go to bed, I come down here. I do what I know. I tinker. Threat is imminent, and I have to protect the one thing that I can't live without. That's you. And my suits, they're,
machines.
They're part of me.
A distraction.
Maybe.
Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man and Pepper Potts, Gwyneth Paltrow, Iron Man 3. That's a little snippet from it. It's a good snippet, too, because if you haven't seen the movie, there's kind of a few clues in it. I saw the movie. I gave it a big thumbs up in the United States so far. Week one, $174 million and counting. It's probably actually much higher than that. Over $600 million worldwide, proving you can never have enough of a good thing in some cases. And I think it is a good thing. I think it's good because it was clever, it was entertaining, and it kind of summed the whole thing up. Stephen Shohet joins us each and every week. He's the man behind Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes about the legends, the stars and legends of the movies. It's on audio now. Just a terrific, terrific book. And you can listen to it, too, if you're stuck in traffic on the 405 or 75 or 95, wherever you live. Stephen, as always, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate.
Iron Man 3, did you see it?
I did, and I liked it. I have to say, I probably didn't like it as much as you did, but I did like it. I mean, obviously, it's a tremendous success. You go back. Iron Man created in 1963. Stan Lee trying to create a character who he thought would be unlikable on the surface, an arms manufacturer with this nearly fatal problem with his heart, and he became probably not the top tier Marvel characters, probably not as popular as Spider-Man and the Hulk, but very, very popular, and always the most popular with female character with the female fans. See, he always got more fan mail than anybody else from the ladies. So and you know, you can probably see why he's probably the most attractive character Marvel had. And I mean, it's just been a tremendous surprise. I think, you know, if you go back to 2008. Robert Downey Jr. beat out a number of actors to get the role. I mean, at one point, Tom Cruise wanted to produce it and be in it. Nicolas Cage was interested in it. Sam Rockwell, Clive Owen. But the thing about Iron Man that's different from all the other heroes, I think, is because he's based on Howard Hughes and because he's a little bit older, he has some baggage. And I think Jon Favreau thought that Robert Downey Jr. has some baggage, and he'd be perfect for the role. And they thought maybe he could do for Iron Man what Johnny Depp did for Captain Jack Sparrow. And Robert Downey Jr. actually made less than $1 million on that movie, or at least that's what he was paid initially. Terrence Howard, who got thrown out of the franchise, was the number one highest paid person. And they had, according to Jeff Bridges anyway, no script. Now, Gwyneth Paltrow said that Robert Downey Jr. would literally rip up the script before they would do scenes. And either way, he just did a ton of ad-libbing. And then, you know, the box office came out, and Robert Downey Jr.'s life, he said, it changed almost overnight with the figures that they got. It was just so unexpected, and it's been big since.
Yeah, boy, it is crazy. It really has turned his life around. And isn't he one of those guys in Hollywood, though, that people wanted, that he was a good guy. They wanted him to succeed, don't you think?
Not only are people in Hollywood, I think the fans really want to see him do well, too. I think there's just something about him that draws people in as a performer. And the one thing about it, with a couple of exceptions, like when he was on Ally McBeal, his off-screen problems never seemed to affect his work. I think everybody enjoyed working with him. I mean, if you go back to, like, the movie Air America, the people working on that movie were saying, oh, Mel Gibson was, having some problems with getting involved with ruckuses and bars and things like that. But Robert Downey Jr. was the Hollywood guy, jogging in the morning, coming to the set, being totally professional, knowing all his lines. So it seemed like everything he did was in between movies usually. And I think working with him was from that standpoint, always a pleasure for people. Now he does make other actors very nervous because he is willing to ad lib. In fact, Joss Whedon said when he directed The Avengers that Robert Downey Jr.'s wanting to ad lib, wanting to take over, made him quite nervous at the beginning of the movie. In fact, Robert Downey Jr. for The Avengers came to Joss Whedon and said, I've got to be the star. I've got to carry this thing. And they tried that, and then it just didn't work out. And Robert Downey Jr. said, I'm just one of the arms of the octopus in this thing. And it was kind of humbling for him to be a team player with The Avengers, even though he got way more money than anybody else. He is probably the most irreplaceable actor as far as playing a superhero. I know he's been under contract for the next Iron Man 4 and for the next Avengers movie, but I think Marvel's going to have to pony up.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to pony up, too. You know what is also interesting is Pepper Potts, played by Gwyneth Paltrow, who lately is getting attacked by people. She used to be sort of the darling of the Hollywood set, the different people that she dated, from Brad Pitt, etc., plus her father, the producer Bruce Paltrow, and her mother Blythe Danner, and now she's married to the rocker Chris Martin. What is it about Gwyneth Paltrow that people love to hate?
Well, I think she's a well-meaning person, but she says things that in print don't always look that great. Like, for example, when she worked on A Perfect Murder with Michael Douglas, she said to a reporter, well, this is really creepy. You know, he was friends with my father. He's way too old for me. And you know, it's probably just an offhand remark, but Michael Douglas didn't take it very well, you know, even though he knew Gwyneth Paltrow since she was a kid. And she says things like, you know, she has her little online magazine Goop, and she talks about things that she has to have, like you know, some expensive coat or something like that that most people couldn't afford. And she says things like, I'm not going to pretend I'm one of those people that only makes $25,000 a year. And you know, when you say stuff like that in print, it's probably going to rub people the wrong way, even though I don't, you know, I personally just don't think she means badly and is friendly and is, you know, probably a really good friend. One of the things she did with Iron Man was she based part of her performance on Rob Lowe's wife, who's a makeup artist named Cheryl, who's very good friends with Gwyneth, and she said that she admires Cheryl because Cheryl knows about Rob Lowe's past, when he was with all the women and everything, and has a sense of humor about it. And she tried to bring the same thing to Pepper, since Pepper knows Tony has pretty much of a Playboy past as well. So, but you know, she does say things that probably rub people the wrong way. And she said things since she's moved to Britain about the British being smarter and better than Americans are, although she says she was misquoted, and that gets you into trouble, too.
Yeah, no kidding. We have a couple minutes left. The box office starting to warm up. I was mentioning the numbers before I went to you. This is the high time. I read somewhere, if this is right, 40% of what Hollywood rakes in happens now during these summer months. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a it continues to be a fascinating thing. I have a lot of superhero stories in my book, Hollywood Stories. And it's just so wild that they're now so expensive. I mean, you go back to the 40s when they were making the Superman movies, and the guy who played Superman, Kirk Allen, he had to rescue two people from a building, and the director said, can you do it without all the huffing and puffing? These people are so heavy. I'm sorry, you're supposed to be super strong. And Kirk Allen said, hey, what do you expect? These people are heavy. And the director said, people, oh, I'm sorry, baby, we forgot the dummies. Bring in the dummies. I mean, they're just really low-budget things. And to have this transition where Shane Black is originally got $140 million, and then The Avengers does well, and he gets $200 million to do Iron Man 3 to make the best movie he can. I mean, it's just an incredible situation that the superhero movies are the main driving force for the summer blockbusters at this point. And you got a bunch of them coming out, the new Thor, the new Captain America, the new Wolverine, the new Spider-Man. So, I mean, it looks like there's no end in sight.
Yeah, and you can tell the second Marvel goes up and the crowd kind of goes wild in the theater. I've seen that twice when I've been there on an opening weekend. Very, very interesting stuff. Stephen Shohead, Hollywood Stories. I trust all is well with now this audio version. I love it.
Yeah, the audio version, I don't have it hooked up to the website HollywoodStories.com yet, but it's downloadable on Audible. So just go to Audible and search Hollywood Stories, and it's narrated by Chaz Allen, who does a great job. Over
awesome.
11 hours, over 1,000 stories.
Cool, I love it. All right, Stephen, we'll talk to you again next week.
You've got it.
Coming up on the flip side, what happened with Mark Stanford? What happened to Stephen Colbert's sister? Who won that special election in South Carolina? We're talking about it on the flip side.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Bucks barely down the street, pull way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. I'm gonna get you to another one bites the dust.
Rape, torture, and terror for 10 years in a kind of twisted sex hell. That's how it's being described. Hey, everybody. We're hitting the final turn here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and we're going to get to the special election in South Carolina in just a second, but it's crazy the things that happened in that 10-year period, especially when you think of neighbors going, knocking on the door, people just not aware of or aware that something was odd, but yet nothing happened when the police arrived. I mean, what's that about? So for a decade, like I said, the rape, the things that went on there, the sex abuse, the beating, apparently. And in that time period of the three women, they gave birth to five babies during that whole ordeal. So the Castro brothers I mentioned at the top, of course, have all been arrested. But what a hellhole. And the fact that they couldn't get out of there any sooner, escaping, after escaping the house 3 miles from where they went missing. How is that when you throw out a net and you're looking for missing people? Don't they case a certain area? Would this happen so much? I don't understand it. So they were kidnapped when they were between 14 and 22 years old. They've been cleared by doctors, and they're returning to absolutely an overwhelmed family unit in some cases. So, I mean, you just got to think. Amanda, for one, the one who was really, I guess, the hero who fled the house, who saved everyone, Amanda Berry, she's got a six-year-old. She has a six-year-old. How do you rectify all of this kind of stuff? I mean, it's craziness. The women were beaten so badly, they lost other babies. And so, of course, they're thinking there might have been other women there. They're digging up the back garden to see if they can find any bodies of anyone either. Wow. Matt, is this the most... I mean, there just really are no great words to describe it. It's just jaw-dropping what happened there.
It is, and it's... I mean, it's so sad, too, when you hear that there were a couple neighbors who were getting a little suspicious, called the cops when they said that they saw women, you know, crawling in the backyard or someone pounding on a window. And then the cops show up and nobody's around, and nothing ends up happening with it, because that was years ago. So this could have been stopped earlier.
Wow. Yeah, and that's the thing that's just so awful. I mean, just, and I'm just crazy, you know. And, you know, another weird thing is this Ariel Castro, one of the things that happened there is he has a daughter, and her name's Emily. She's serving 25 years in prison for attempting to murder her infant daughter. Emily Castro moved to Indiana with her boyfriend, apparently, and gave birth to the daughter. She had manic depression when she was diagnosed when she was 13, and then her boyfriend moved out, and then she allegedly slashed the 11-month-old's throat four times, cut her own neck and wrists, tried to drown in a nearby creek. So there's all kinds of twisted things in this family also surrounding, you know, on the outside of this. And the fact that, as Matt described, that the women were crawling around, that someone was banging on a window, and here they were 3 miles, for goodness sake, 3 miles from where they lived. How are those areas not, I'm just saying, how are those areas not searched?
Not only that, but think about how upsetting it is for these families to know. I mean, how many times do you think they've driven by that house? And your daughter or whoever is
captive in the basement.
Yeah, stuck there.
Oh, it would be so hard. This is going to be a very, I think, long process for all of them, because they have kids also in the middle of this.
Right, and this reminds me of that story, and I don't remember her name, but out in California, do you remember the, because this was when we were on the air, too, when this happened a couple of years ago, that she was with the man and the wife, and
J.C. Dugard, yeah.
Yes, that's what, the good memory on you. But, yeah, I mean, it's a similar story, but even, you know, it's threefold, because you have these other women, and also, I mean, they're talking about how there was a group of women these ages that had gone missing at all the same time. They don't know if, like, they were involved with that as well, so it could get uglier.
It could get uglier, and that's why they're digging up the lawn, they're looking in the backyard, because they're wondering if there's more people, if they killed somebody, because they beat these girls so badly that they, as I said, they lost babies. So there was even more to that story. And the fact that they had no idea, even though they had gotten those phone calls, it's got to be so depressing for those families, knowing that there was a chance they could have found them, number one. But, of course, that didn't happen. So they just have to move on from there. I mean, there's your bottom line. You got to move on and just try to put the pieces back together, along with these kids who were born from rape and from complete abuse. I mean, the sex abuse in there, it's just insane. All right, here's the story that you've been waiting for. Mark Sanford won the special election for Congress. How about that? So remember Mark Sanford a couple of years ago? He was the governor who was supposedly hiking the Appalachian Trail, but he was off in Brazil with his mistress and all that sort of stuff. People apparently in South Carolina can forget and move on from there. So the disgraced ex-governor won the redemption card on Tuesday. He beat the Democrat Elizabeth Colbert Bush for his old seat in Congress. He admitted, he did admit about the extramarital affair in 2009. He said he was ready to quit politics for good if he wasn't victorious in the South Carolina's first congressional district. So he'll replace the Republican Tim Scott, who was appointed to the Senate. And there you go. He won by a pretty big margin, too. There was at least a 10% difference between the two of them. It seemed like it was going to be pretty nip and tuck, and it was in the beginning. But Sanford urged friends, neighbors to help him spread the word about some of his ideas to curb the debt and send a message about his Democratic rival. He stressed that she got help from labor unions and liberal groups and tied her to Nancy Pelosi and all that kind of stuff. And they did, and so it shows you, especially, too, you think the makeup of South Carolina, and that it paid off for him. The Colbert Bush campaign spent a ton of money on TV ads, almost $500,000 in direct mail to try to surge forward. They had a House majority pack, and they lost by at least 10% is the number that we have. There's still some things I'm sure to be counted, but that's very, very big for Mark Sanford, who now is back in the political game. If you remember, we talked to him when we were down in Tampa for the Republican convention. He was talking to people and he was shaking hands and talking about running and all that sort of stuff. And how about that? Sure enough, he ends up with a very, very big, big win. He actually held the seat in the 90s from 95 to 2001. And then, of course, after that, the whole governor thing and the rest is history. After that, all those revelations, all the things that happened to him back in 2009, and that's just been put in the past. And now he steps into that role again after being out of the game, like I said, for a little bit. Some people are looking at this and they're saying, well, maybe Anthony Weiner, because he's talking about running again. And I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know, New York versus South Carolina, Weiner, who is a rising star in the Democratic Party. I'm not so sure that he's going to find redemption as easy in a way as Mark Sanford, who was just knocking down doors and talking to every single person he could. Not that Weiner couldn't do that, but I don't know that he can flip the opinion around the way that he did in South Carolina. I think it'd be a little bit tougher. I think it'd be just a tad tougher there. Could be wrong, but seems that way to me. If you know how hardened New Yorkers can be, especially to this kind of stuff. Not that they can't forgive, but I'm going to say Sanford is the lucky one of those two. How about that?
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.